This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Life in Australia's second largest city is slowly about to return to normal after more than 3 months under stifling restrictions imposed in response to a second wave of COVID-19 cases. Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews announced at a news conference Monday, hospitality in Melbourne can reopen, but restrictions on numbers remain.
I'm very pleased to be able to announce that from 11:59 p.m. Tuesday the 27th of October, all retail will open. Restaurants, hotels, cafes and bars, they will reopen as well. Indoor, there will be a maximum of 20 people seated with 10 people per space.
Andrews also said travel restrictions limiting people to no further than 25 kilometres from their home will end November 8th, which will allow people in Melbourne to travel to Victoria's rural areas. Health authorities in China's northwestern Xinjiang province have launched a widespread testing effort in Kashgar after 137 new asymptomatic COVID-19 infections were discovered. The new cases were detected after a 17-year-old girl was found to be asymptomatic. The other asymptomatic cases have been traced to a factory where the girl's parents work. Malaysia's King Al-Sultan Abdullah has rejected Prime Minister Mukhyiddin Yassin's request to declare a state of emergency due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The royal palace announced the decision in a statement Sunday, saying the king, quote, is of the opinion that there is no need at the moment for His Majesty to declare an emergency in the country, end quote. The statement also said the king is pleased with Prime Minister Mukhyiddin's handling of the pandemic and called on all politicians to stop any campaigning that could seriously damage the government's stability. This is VOA News.